forward. In the minds of the mortals of Urantia, that being the name of your world, there exists great confusion respecting the meaning of such terms as God, Divinity, and Deity. Human beings are still more confused and uncertain about the relationships of the divine personalities designated by these numerous appellations. Because of this conceptual poverty associated with so much ideational confusion, I have been directed to formulate this introductory statement in explanation of the meanings which should be attached to certain word symbols as they may be hereinafter used in those papers which the Orvontan Chorus of Truth Revealers have been authorized to translate into the English language of Urantia. It is exceedingly difficult to present enlarged concepts and advance truth in our endeavor to expand cosmic consciousness and enhance spiritual perception, when we are restricted to the use of a circumscribed language of the realm. But our mandate admonishes us to make every effort to convey our meanings by using the word symbols of the English tongue. We have been instructed to introduce new terms only when the concept to be portrayed finds no terminology in English which can be employed to convey such a new concept partially or even with more or less distortion of meaning. In the hope of facilitating comprehension and of preventing confusion on the part of every mortal who may peruse these papers, we deem it wise to present in this initial statement an outline of the meanings to be attached to numerous English words which are to be employed in designation of deity and certain associated concepts of the things, meanings, and values of universal reality. But in order to formulate this foreword of definitions and limitations of terminology, it is necessary to anticipate the usage of these terms in the subsequent presentations. This foreword is not, therefore, a finished statement within itself. It is only a definitive guide designed to assist those who shall read the accompanying papers dealing with deity and the universe of universes which have been formulated by an Orvontan commission sent to Urantia for this purpose. Your world, Urantia, is one of many similar inhabited planets which comprise the local universe of Nebadon. This universe, together with similar creations, makes up the super-universe of Orvontan, from whose capital, Uversa, our commission hails. Orvontan is one of the seven evolutionary super-universes of time and space which circle the never-beginning, never-ending creation of divine perfection, the central universe of Havona. At the heart of this eternal and central universe is the stationary Isle of Paradise, the geographic center of infinity and the dwelling place of the eternal God. The seven evolving super-universes in association with the central and divine universe, we commonly refer to as the Grand Universe, these are the now organized and inhabited creations. They are all a part of the Master Universe, which also embraces the uninhabited but mobilizing universes of outer space.